Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned that some folks work out naked. So not us.
No.
Not anymore.
No, but no. But someone did, and it was sit-ups.
It's
sit-ups
a lot.
And squats, I think, sit-ups are they're interesting.
They're not like naked attractive. It doesn't matter. But if you're not naked, you might be covered in blue paint, because Blue Man Group was here today for our Thursday freestyle. We've never done this before, but Blue Man Group joined us. Couldn't get these guys to shut up.
It's weird. They don't talk, yet they were so loud.
So loud. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Vermont State University, they are offering a Weird Al music class in the fall. Now, they say the class will have students dive into the Weird Al universe, analyzing what makes a great parody, how to pay tribute to an artist, strong lyricism, and even looking at the context of the world when that song was written, and then maybe whether or not it could be written today. If you were to create a class, it is weird, about a celebrity, what celebrity should they do a class about next? There have been 1,000 Taylor Swift classes. Well, how about a Morgan Freeman class, says an 815.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great class. You know, long career. You could basically take a decade and study, and that'd be your whole semester. How about The Theory of Carrot Top, 219?
Oh, wow.
That's tough, right?
The evolution, because it's like a different dude than when you started.
Yeah. A 708. You know what class they need? They need the Samuel L. Jackson class. Just his use of MF-er throughout history.
Monday to Friday.
That's watch out. 224, they should have a class about The Rock and focus on how to be so charming.
That's true.
Kind of fun. Matt Damon class, 630. 708, Robert Downey Jr., actor, drug addict, and making a comeback as a role model.
That would be a
That's
great
pretty
class.
Strong. Yeah. Pretty strong class. Beyonce class, 708. Beyonce, they got to have a Beyonce class somewhere,
pretty
right?
Pretty sure they do.
They must. Hey, guys, what about a Christopher Walken class?
Mm-hmm.
Foo Fighters. It's got to be. Is there any chance we could get the Dennis Rodman class? Because Dennis Rodman would be a great class. Hey, Dennis.
You just can't book him as a speaker because there's no one sure if he'll show up.
Yeah,
or,
right,
yeah.
That's true. You have a backup plan.
Well, that's why you just pretend he is the whole semester and be like, listen, we booked him.
I don't know
if he's going to show up.
At any point, he could be here, guys. At any point, he could be here. Similarly, how about the Donny Osmond class?
Okay.
Decades and phases of the Donny Osmond career.
And faces, you know.
That's sure.
Mm-hmm. Also evolved.
Also a big part of it. 773, Vanilla Ice or Eminem? And I would suggest American rap, Vanilla Ice to Eminem. Maybe American whites in rap, Vanilla Ice to Eminem. It's kind of a journey. Vin Diesel, the class. It's all about family, so that's nice.
Yeah, that and you like grown a lot.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that would be an 8 a.m.
I am Groot.
Okay, class is over, guys. Is that him or is that the other guy? That's him, right?
No, that's Groot. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, oh, yeah, he's Groot.
You guys both need the class.
I smelled toast for a second.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel is Groot. Groot is Vin Diesel.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Hi, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Hey, doing very well, thank you.
Now, Joe, are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married, Joe?
10 years.
10 years. Great. What's your wife's name, Joe?
Janice.
Joe and Janice. Janice and Joe. J and J. Double J. The J hook. I love it. So Joe and Janice. Now, Joe, do you wear cologne?
Occasionally.
Occasional.
Often.
Okay, great. Occasional cologne. Do you know the name of the cologne you wear?
Yes, but I don't know how to properly pronounce it. It's Jupe. J job? I don't know.
So I should. All right. Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
Smells good.
Did you buy it for you or did your wife buy it for you?
My wife bought it for me a while ago.
Yeah, wild, like 5-6 years ago.
3-4 maybe.
Okay, yeah, you and me both. Okay,
okay,
same
I
thing.
See it. All right.
Does Janice, your wife, wear perfume?
She does not.
She does not wear perfume. All right, we're off to a rocky start.
Uh-oh.
So, Joe, given that today is National Fragrance Day, and you sound like a guy who really knows his scents, what we'd like to do is we're going to play a little game with you, Joe. It's a game that is often played with McCabe and Jenny on the Afternoon Mix. Are you familiar with McCabe and Jenny of the Afternoon Mix?
Sure.
Sure.
That's very convincing.
Yeah, wow, this
very
guy.
Very convincing.
Do you know what perfume McCabe wears? No?
Dang. All right, we'll have to figure that out.
No, I don't.
Whatever
no.
it is, it's strong.
It's
I'll
strong.
Just tell you
hey,
that right
yeah,
now.
It really comes
overwhelming.
Off.
It burns your nostrils.
Yeah.
It'll,
yeah.
Okay, wait.
It's
yeah.
in the office an hour before he is.
Yes.
In the afternoon, every afternoon around 5 o'clock, McCabe and Jenny play a game called Trends in 10, where they come up with a trending topic, and they ask you to name 10 things in 10 seconds in the topic. So here's the deal, and I'm going to need Nikki to count. But Joe, we're going to ask you to name 10 perfumes in 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Joe is like, this
Joe,
is what I get for calling.
No. Why the hell did
Can my... V let it out? You just give him one?
No.
Maybe?
What? No. Hang on a second.
What is this?
Don't be a bobo head. That happens later. All right, Joe. We're going to give you a countdown, and we need you to name 10 perfumes in 10 seconds. Are you ready, Joe?
Here.
3, 2, 1, Joe!
There's Tommy Girl. There's the one that smells like peaches. The other one that smells like strawberries. There's...
No, that's time. Joe's time.
You win, Joe.
You got 3. Come on.
That sounded like a winner to me. I don't know.
It was like peaches.
I'm not in charge, though. There's
Tommy Girl and a fruit salad. That is what we got. I love it.
Joe, Tommy Girl, and smells like peaches.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, Swanee reminded me that we recently had a story about a celebrity that works out naked. Remember, Law and Order's Christopher Maloney.
He does everything naked.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He's more naked than anyone
right.
in the world. Yeah,
he's a zaddy, right?
And we appreciate it. Keep it up, Chris.
Chris Maloney works out naked. So that information we have. Now, for the first ever time on I'll Go First here on the Morning Mix, surprise, surprise.
Oh, man.
Not a single one of us is copping to working out naked regularly.
We just can't admit it.
Yeah, we just can't, you know. Hi, Christina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Christina, ex-Tina, hang on a second. You worked out naked for a time?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now
and,
go right ahead. You're very proud of this.
I'm like a little embarrassed, but no, it actually, I ended up kind of liking it, so then I continued to do it. But basically it started because I had a very large tattoo just recently done, and obviously you don't want your clothes rubbing on it, and so I started doing my like ab workouts without clothes on, and then I was like, wow, I actually kind of like this, because I don't know, it does kind of help you focus more on like your body, and I can feel like maybe that's why they burn the calories more.
Oh, that's interesting. So you could be more specific about the workout, about the crunches, because you're literally seeing the body and the muscles tense.
You're very self-aware, yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are self-aware, even clothed. So was this was happening at home, and how long was your general workout naked?
Probably like 20 minutes.
Okay. And do you live alone? Are you in a relationship?
I am married.
Okay. And were the folks that you live with, is your partner aware that you're naked working out?
Yes, but door's closed. I'm like, don't come in.
She's so funny.
You are, by the way.
I mean, it was a naked workout by necessity, but I feel like you do love it a little.
You really do.
It was kind of fun.
Now, at what point did you realize, like, I'm still doing this, but the tattoo's all healed up, the skin's not sensitive, I could be fully clothed? How long did it go on for?
Probably the whole summer.
Wow.
And then I just stopped doing that. I had to stop doing the ab workout challenge, so then I just stopped doing that. So.
Wow. And do you work in fitness?
Yeah. No, I was a Zumba instructor for a while.
You were. Now, naked Zumba, a lot of bouncing. A lot of bouncing.
No.
No, too much of a bounce. Okay, so did the full 20-minute ab workout naked for a few months. Christina, congratulations. We're going to send you a Morning Mix prize pack. We'll send you some of our Morning Mix swag. It sounds like you need a T-shirt or two. We'll fire a couple of those over to you.
Thank you.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix podcast.
Everybody's gearing up. They're getting ready for the big old tournament. Please welcome to the show, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jamie, how many brackets have you filled out?
I have three brackets.
Okay, you have three brackets, and do you have them one at work and then others with friends, or how does it work?
I have one at work, one with you guys, and then one I just did on my own.
All right, I love it. You have built the Morning Mix BYOB Build Your Own Bracket. Congratulations. In the room, of course, you've got me, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta, and we've all completed our brackets as well. So, let's find out, Jamie, who do you have in your final four, Jamie, with your mix bracket?
I have Purdue. Kansas. UConn.
Okay.
And I want to say Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay, right. Well, you know what, Jamie? You're the only 10 I see.
I think that's wrong, though.
It could be. So, Jamie, we've got our picks in. So I thought what we would do is, with the group here, let's find out where are we with our final four. So my final four, I'll go first here. Who do I have? I have UConn, Iowa State, Marquette. Is that right?
Yeah, they're a second seed.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking at my thing. Oh, no, that's not right. I'm sorry. Here's who I have in my final four. I was like, that's not right because the people I want to win aren't in there. UConn, Marquette, Arizona, and Kansas, and my champion, Kansas. Nikki.
Okay.
My champion is UConn.
Is your champion? Okay, great. Okay. So you're number one all the way. Love it.
I have UConn, Arizona, Marquette, Tennessee, champion UConn.
UConn. Okay. Whip.
Auburn, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and then Tennessee is my champion.
Tennessee again.
I have UConn, Baylor, Marquette, Purdue, and Marquette's taking it all.
Wow.
Nice.
So, Jamie, we're going to have to keep our eye on you. Do you have different winners in your other brackets? You've got UConn taking it all in the mix, build your own bracket. Did you spread the love in your other brackets?
I did. I have, for work, I have Purdue taking it all.
Okay.
And then for my other bracket, I have UConn, but I kind of mixed up all who's playing who.
Okay, so you mixed up the road to the championship there. So we'll keep our eye on it. So we've got Jamie in. Now, Jamie, what's the name of your bracket in the mixed contest? Is it just Jamie's bracket?
I don't even know if I put a name because I couldn't figure out how.
Yeah, I think
so
it's
just
your
put
name.
It there.
Okay, so I think it's just your name will be out. Whatever name is registered to your mixed account. So we'll keep our eye out for Jamie, and we'll see if she can take it all the way to the top here in the mixed brackets. But wouldn't it be a thing if, come this weekend, UConn's out?
Right.
Yeah, anything can happen.
It happens once in a while.
It happened last year with Purdue, right?
Purdue got knocked out. Were they a one seed?
I thought they were a one seed.
They probably were,
Jamie, did you go to UConn?
No, I didn't go to any of those colleges.
Which ones did you go to? Any of them? Any college?
I went to a community college, Kaplan.
They're not, are they, they're not in? They're not in the tournament? Dang.
I don't even think they exist anymore.
They got screwed. Well, Jamie, good luck with your picks. We hope you take it all the way to the top and win big. Jamie, mixed listener, has UConn gone all the way?
Yeah.
I have Kansas.
UConn.
You have UConn. Whip has Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And Violetta.
Marquette
baby. The only local among it. You know, Marquette's local enough,
right? I know, that's why I had to vote for it.
Dwayne Wade, there you go. Marquette. Mm-hmm. All right, well, good luck. Fingers crossed that happens.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We are live in the Morning Mix studio with our friends Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group have joined us. A very talkative group of fellas over there.
A lot to say.
Good morning, Blue Man.
Oh, there
they are. There it is. Okay.
Good morning, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good morning. Now, if you don't believe us, if you don't trust us, you can go to @1019mixchicago on Instagram. Yeah, fellas, we're on Instagram.
Wow.
Instagram is a social media platform. @1019mixchicago, and you can see Blue Man Group live in the mix studio right now. There they are. Yeah, watch out. Yep. Hey, yes, exactly.
Hi. So much.
Along with Blue Man Group, please welcome to the show mixed listener Gene. Good morning, Gene.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Gene. Have you seen Blue Man Group before?
I have, many years ago.
Okay, great. Well, they've got a whole brand new show, all sorts of new additions for you at Briar Street Theater, and they are in the studio with us right now.
Awesome.
Do you want to say hi to the Blue Men, Gene? Go ahead.
Hello, Blue Men.
Hi. There they are.
I was very excited. Hello, back.
Yeah, they're very pumped about this. So, Gene, we've never done this before, but the plan is, we hope, the Blue Men will accompany us on the Thursday Freestyle. So we say to you, Gene, what are the first three words that come to mind when we say Blue Man Group?
Latex.
Latex. All right.
PVC.
Oh, yeah.
Drum bone.
Drum bone? Oh, is that the thing you guys play? That's like a bubble, 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 bubble. Got it. Okay, got it.
I think that's a guess.
Gene's got the lingo.
I know. I've got one too.
Drum bone. Hang on a second. These guys are ready. Okay, Gene, the madness has already begun.
It's chaos.
Gene, we're going to put you on hold, okay? Don't go anywhere, Gene. Stay right there. So we said to Gene, what are the first three words that come to mind when we say Blue Man Group? I thought of all the words someone might say. None of them were these.
No.
So the words are latex, PVC, and drum bone. Blue Men, are you ready? This is your Thursday Freestyle with Blue Man Group. Here we go. You got the bell? There's a chicken. Oh, God. You know we're in the studio with Blue Man Group. Way too fast. Got a drink out of a coupe. Guess what, man? They're the best because their heads are covered in latex. Oh, man, we just did it. You know what show you've got to see? Blue Man Group at Briar Street because they play on PVC.
Hey,
man, they're right at home. They play on that big drum bone. Look at these guys crushing it in the studio. Ain't no shh. Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group. Whip. Blue Man Group. Take it to the top with the Blue Man Group. Hey. Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group. This is what we do every Thursday. Are you guys disappointed or are you very happy? They're happy what they say. Hit that noise like the DJ does.
What? Wow. Oh my gosh.
All the salespeople are in the other studio shaking their heads. There's such disappointment.
You want us to sell this
Come
show?
On, yeah. It's not disappointment, it's awe.
Is that what it is? It's awe?
Oh, yeah.
They're struck.
Oh, there's
streamers!
There's confetti and streamers in here. Oh, my goodness.
We are at the show.
Oh, my God.
I love this. This is amazing.
Looks like we're getting TP'd.
Wow. It's yellow and orange and chaos.
I gotta get Mean Gene back on the line. Gene, are you still there?
I am. Good.
Holy crap, Gene. Was that all right for your Thursday Freestyle, Gene?
That was awesome. Wonderful.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Hiya, Barbie. There's a new theme park coming to Kansas City. Area. I don't know exactly where, but somewhere in Kansas
somewhere
City
there.
Area. A Mattel Adventure Park is coming. The park is going to feature Hot Wheels roller coasters, a Barbie rooftop restaurant and bar, Thomas and Friends attractions, and many more things. Crew members plan to break ground this year and then open the new theme park in 2026.
You just described the best family vacation. There's barbecue.
Yeah.
How does this not exist?
Right? Taylor Swift's going to be in Kansas City like 8 days a year.
So it could be when you're there. I do believe in the reports, this is the second Mattel theme park that has been announced in the Midwest area. So there is another one either in the works or already open somewhere. But this is going to be the second. And I want to go to that rooftop bar.
I want to go to that Hot Wheels ride.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next up. Okay, road trip to Kansas City area. Next up, we all are constantly working to be a better person in a better place. And I think that this trending audio is going to help you figure out how to do that.
I'm in a really great place right now. Not mentally, I'm just in my bed.
Just get to your bed. You're going to feel so much better.
And is he like opening it a sounds like can of beer?
And everybody else is using that trending audio with them jumping into bed after a long day at work.
Let's hear that can opening one more time.
I'm in a really great place right now. Not mentally. I'm just in my bed.
It could be LaCroix. It could be a can of beer. Whatever you want.
Right.
And next up, trending today in the world of new food flavors, Wendy's is serving up a scoop of your childhood nostalgia with the newest flavor of their Frosty. It is called the Orange Dreamsicle.
Oh, nice. Mm, yeah,
it's going to be available at participating Wendy's restaurants nationwide, and it has that orangey kind of color to it, and it's supposed to obviously be very creamy and like a dreamsicle.
Love it. What a dream. So,
yeah, try it out. That's your flash briefing.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.